commissioned by the Planet Bob's Council of Elders, Quail Man came to Earth and found a home living in his top secret hiding place, the Thicket of Solitude.
Fertilize your hair, Claire. You can have hair everywhere.
Thanks, Quail Dog.
In the top of the news, that mad criminal genius Dr. Klotzenstein is once again on the loose.
Huh?
Also known as Godzilla. Baron von Klotz. And the Cyclops. Dr. Klotzenstein is reported to be somewhere in the town of Bluffington in the guise of schoolyard bully Roger Klotz.
My arch nemesis, Klotzenstein in Bluffington. Quail Dog, we must be on the alert. Hey, Patty, I want you to meet my aunt.
Your aunt's here today?
Roger!
It's my Aunt Fibian. Get it? Aunt Fibian. Come on, loosen up. It's a science joke.
Very funny, Roger.
All right, class, put your microscopes away, and it's time for a pop quiz.
Ooh. Huh? Pop quiz? Hey, sounds good to me, Professor Ogie.
Roger? Wants to take a pop quiz?
All right. Let's start with you, Miss Mayonnaise.
Huh?
Approximately how many bones are there in the human body? Oh, no fair counting.
That's easy. The human body has... That's strange. I knew the answer a second ago.
Allow me, Professor Ogie. The human body contains approximately 200 separate bones.
That's right, Mr. Klotz. This is a first. I don't believe I've ever heard a correct answer from you all year.
I could have sworn I knew that answer.
All righty. The next question is for you, Miss Bluff. Which planet in our solar system has the longest rotation around the sun?
Well, Professor Ogie, everybody knows that would be the planet...
Pluto, Professor Ogie! Pluto!
Yes, that's exactly right. Mr. Klotz, I don't know what's gotten into you, but I'm certainly impressed.
I feel like my head's just been emptied.
Your turn, Mr. Valentine. What's Newton's third law of motion?
Well, cool, man.
Hey, Mr. Valentine, does this sound familiar? For every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction.
Well, I think Assistant Principal Bone deserves to witness this educational miracle. Mr. Klotz, you're in charge. I'll be right back.
All right, you rubberheads. Guess who's gonna ace this quiz?
What's going on?
That's right, kiddies. I'm stealing all your smarty pants answers with my brain drain.
My brain!
Must call for help.
Professor Ogie's science class, tomorrow, the world! Quail Dog, hand me the quail tweezers. That's the quail call, the cry of someone in trouble. This is a job for Quail Man. And my faithful companion, Quail Dog. Thanks, Skunky. I've always wanted to know the mathematical equation that gives me the perfect arc to a spitball.
Look, it's that guy with the belt on his head. Cool.
Oh, Quail Man, you've come.
Quail Man? Again, Dr. Klotzenstein. Can any of you tell me what diabolical scheme is this madman up to now? Okay. They can't tell you anything. I've stolen their brains with this. The brain drain. That's right. And even you can't stop me this time, bird brain. Surrender now, Dr. Klotzenstein, and I promise a lenient punishment.
get real.
Then you leave me no choice. Give up, Dr. Klotzenstein. We've got you surrounded.
I've got a better idea. Join forces with me, Quail Man, and together we'll have enough schmarts to rule the world.
And if I say no,
then I'm afraid I shall have to use this. Arrivederci, Quail Man.
I must summon the other powers of the quail, bobbing and darting.
You can run, but you can't hide, Quail Man.
Aha! What have we here?
Quail Man, this is your last chance. Give up!
Well, you finally outsmarted me, Klotzenstein. I surrender. Go ahead, take my brain.
I knew you'd see it my way, Quail Man. You tricked me! I just ate a fly!
I used my superior quail-like ways to defeat your evil scheme, and now I will set right what you have wronged.
You saved us!
I can't explain it, but I'm telling you, Lamar, he's a genius!
Goodness gracious! What's the meaning of this hubbub?
No need to worry. Everything is under control and A-OK.
Hey, you with the belt! Do you have a hall pass?
No need for formalities, Assistant Principal Bone. I was just cleaning up the classroom slime.
Help! I'm eating flies!
So this is the genius you were talking about?
Don't you worry, Professor Ogie. This felon's flunked out forever. It's back to stamping license plates for you, Dr. Frogenstein.
Fly away!
And in recognition for giving the brains back to our students, I present Quail Man and Quail Dog with their very own permanent hall passes.
Congratulations.
Thank you, good people. It is your never-ending trust that makes me proud to be at your service. Don't forget, if you ever need my assistance, just give the quail call.
Isn't Quail Man the greatest?
Why does Quail Man look so familiar to me?
Good day, citizens. Ready, Quail Dog?
Away!
Come on, Pork Chop. What do you say we get a couple of peanutty buddies? Last one there gets a brain drain!